Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Fat Loss Simplified podcast, where we teach you how you can lose 20 or more pounds of fat, heal your relationship with food, and be proud of what you see in the mirror without obsessing over food choices, spending hours in the gym, or giving up your social life. And today we're talking about something that everybody kind of loves to have a love-hate relationship with, and that is cardio and the important part that it plays in your overall health approach. But before we do that, I just wanted to remind you of some opportunities that are available for you here at the show. First, the most important one is that you would go ahead and hit follow or subscribe to the show. That's the only way that you are guaranteed to continue getting the information that we provide for free. This is basically free coaching here on the podcast, and so we want to make sure that you're able to get that information well into the future, as well as it just helps us to grow the show. It helps us to teach and reach more people that are looking for the same answers that you are right now. And so if you want to just help somebody else out for absolutely free, go ahead and hit follow or subscribe. In addition to that, maybe you are listening along with the podcast and you're thinking to yourself, you know what? I really could use some help when it comes to myself and applying this information. Because at the end of the day, you can listen to my podcast as long as you want. You can get all the information in the world from me, from Google, from whatever source you choose. You can get all the information. But if you don't apply it, it's not going to do you any good. And I also totally understand, and I totally get it. There's a lot of things to think about and to think through. And you're thinking to yourself, you know what? I don't know how to piece together all of these pieces that Bryce talks about. Then go ahead and schedule a free lifestyle audit where we can take a look at your goals, what you've tried in the past, what things have and have not worked, so that we can put together a custom blueprint just for you and your goals so that you can start looking and feeling your best as soon as possible. And with all that being said, let's get right into the show. And I thought it was necessary at this point in the guide series. And what the guide series is it's the episodes that we release every Friday. And my goal for the year 2024 was to, on Fridays, march through the exact steps that I would take if I was coaching somebody from the absolutely beginning of their journey and the things that they would need to think through in order to make progress in the most efficient manner. And I thought to myself, you know what? We've talked about protein, sleep, all those things. We've talked about muscle building. We have alluded to metabolism, and we'll later in the series dive a little bit more in depth to metabolism. But we've talked about all these things. And I felt like at this point in the series, I may have left the impression that cardio is either not necessary, not important, or somehow detrimental. And so I wanted to make sure that I was clear on what I mean when I refer to cardio as not the most efficient way to lose fat. When you think about things in categories of making progress and losing fat, the most important thing that you can take care of when it comes to losing fat is nutrition. Without nutrition being in place, then training really doesn't make that big of a difference. That's why you hear people say, you know what? I've put all this effort in the gym and yet I'm not seeing the results. Well, the reason that they're not seeing the results is because they're not fueling for results. And that goes back to nutrition. And so fat loss is mostly based off of nutrition. Then it also helps to have muscle, because when we encourage our body to keep muscle, it keeps our metabolism higher, which means that we can keep a lower body fat percentage while putting in less effort, which in today's modern society is super important, because a lot of us spend, including myself, a lot of us spend a lot of time sitting at a desk, looking at a computer, and pretty relatively sedentary lifestyles. Whereas 100 years ago, people were out farming, they were moving, they were forced to exercise, basically. Basically, we have to create an environment in which we can keep a lower body fat percentage while doing less work, because our modern lifestyles don't really encourage movement. And so it's super important to, number one, have nutrition, and number two, to encourage an environment in which we are building and retaining as much muscle as possible. And the honest truth is that cardio does not send that signal to the body. And so cardio is not the most efficient way to lose body fat. Now, the reason that I present information the way I do is because of all the things that I just said before this, in addition to the fact that when most people start to get in shape, the thing that they default to is doing cardio. They don't focus on nutrition and they don't focus on building muscle. They just jump straight to cardio and say, hey, I'm going to keep my entire life exactly the same. And the only thing I'm going to change is that I'm going to start doing cardio. And so just to add another layer of why I present information the way I do, it is not because cardio does not have benefit. It is because this is what most people view as the fix. And then they go and they do a ton of cardio in the gym. And then again, just like trying to build muscle without nutrition, trying to elicit fat loss and an improved body composition without nutrition, without strength training, and only doing cardio, I mean, you're pretty much playing a game that you're destined to lose. So now that we have kind of taken care of why I present information the way that I do, let's get into cardio and the role that it actually plays in our overall health. Even though cardio does not play really that much of an important role when it comes to building muscle or losing body fat or maintaining a certain weight, it does play a role in our overall mental health. It does play a role in our overall heart and lung health as well. And I think that all of us would agree that both mental, heart, and lung health are super important, especially today. And so there's two types of cardio that I want to talk about today, and that is steady state cardio and high intensity interval training. Now, steady state cardio is what most people think about when they think about cardio. It is jogging, it is using the elliptical, it is using the stair stepper, and it is walking. And I think that for most people, steady state cardio is the most accessible for most people. Now, again, the mistake that most people make is that they do steady state cardio in excessive amounts. But incorporating steady state cardio in the right amount for you can do wonders for your mental, heart, and lung health. Now, what this looks like for most people is just shooting for 10,000 or more steps a day. Now, when I say or more, I'm not saying to some excessive degree. Somewhere between 10 to 15,000 steps is the higher end. If you're just starting out, then I would recommend tracking what your current steps are and trying to increase them by 20%. And whenever you make that increase by 20%, I would say that you should shoot for hitting those numbers consistently for a couple weeks before you try to increase them again. So if you're not yet to 10,000 steps a day, then I would just recommend, hey, track where you currently are and try to increase them by 20%. And until you consistently hit that 20% increase when it comes to your steps, then I wouldn't really focus on trying to increase it to 10,000 or more. Now, if you're somebody that's currently hitting like 20 to 30,000 steps because you're on the excessive side, then I would say, hey, maybe you could think about cutting it back to about 15,000 steps, especially if you're tending towards 20. Cut it back to about 15,000 steps and see if it improves other things in your life. See it if it improves your mental state, because there is that sweet spot, right? Even though steady state cardio is good for your mental health and your heart and lung health, there is that sweet spot where if we're not moving at all, it's detrimental to our health, but also if we're just overdoing it and overreaching, then that can also be detrimental to our health. And not to mention, like, if you put that perfectionist mindset on it and say you're currently just striving to get 20,000 or more steps a day and you beat yourself up kind of when you don't get those steps, then you really need to focus on dialing it back so that you can get into a better mental state and a better relationship with that form of exercise. And so getting somewhere between 10 to 15,000 a day, I think, is a great goal for most people, 15,000 probably being on the higher end, 10,000 being a goal that a lot of people should strive to reach eventually, right? Again, tracking where you currently are and seeking to increase it a little bit at a time until that 10,000 mark kind of becomes a habit for you. Now, what form of cardio does this look like? And I really think that it depends on what you enjoy. I think that for most people, I'm a huge fan of walking because it allows you to get outside when it's warm, of course. I live in North Carolina, and it's now spring, and it's starting to get warm, and so I've begun starting to take walks outside. And I will tell you, it has been very beneficial for my mental state, getting outside into the sun, getting a little bit of extra vitamin D now that the overcast winter weather is kind of dissipating. And if you live up north, then I apologize. Spring will come eventually. But I am a huge fan of walking for most people. Now, if you enjoy jogging, then go for that. If you enjoy the stair stepper, then go for that. When it comes to steady state cardio, what we're really focusing on is getting in general movement as well as encouraging a positive mental state. And so just participate in whatever steady state cardio option works best for you, whichever one that you enjoy the most. And so steady state cardio is the first form of cardio. The second form of cardio is high intensity interval training. Now, high intensity interval training is training that you do at your max capacity for a short period of time, and then you rest in between. Now, the benefits of high intensity interval training is that it has been shown to increase fat loss while increasing the likelihood that you'll retain muscle. Now, before you go out and do a bunch of high intensity interval training, I just want you to think through what the mechanisms are that would encourage that adaptation. Because when you're thinking about high intensity interval training, you're thinking about going all out effort for a short period of time and then giving your body a rest before you again go back into an all out effort. Now, the reason why this has a muscle sparing effect as well as a fat reducing effect is because it very closely mimics, you guessed it, strength training. Just like not all things that include weights is strength training, because strength training, what really makes strength training is that you are choosing a weight that is challenging for a shorter period of time while giving yourself a longer period of time to rest. So for example, if you're doing 8 reps of an exercise, that'll probably take you somewhere between 45 seconds to a minute and 15 seconds, depending on how fast or slow and what tempo you're doing those reps in. And then after that, you're going to take somewhere between a 2 to 3 minute rest. And so you have that short period of output followed by a longer period of recovery. And that's exactly what high intensity interval training is. Because by nature, it is explosive, it is challenging to your muscles, and that challenge is a shorter duration followed by a longer duration of recovery. And so it very closely mimics strength training, which is why the results of it are very close to the results of strength training. Now, that doesn't mean that high intensity interval training is like the best of both worlds. Again, I think like anything, all forms of exercise are appropriate, but just not forever, right? For example, steady state cardio. If I wanted to run a marathon, it would be very appropriate for me to train that endurance aspect of my body. I would want to encourage my body to be able to endure over a long period of time if I'm training for a marathon, because that's the outcome that I desire. And so for a period of time while I'm training for that marathon, steady state cardio can be totally appropriate. Now for high intensity interval training, if I wanted to become a skilled sprinter, then high intensity interval training would be for me, because I'm trying to encourage the adaptation of explosive movement and become a more skilled sprinter. Now, strength training, when it comes to strength training, I'm wanting to get stronger and to build and retain muscle. And so I want to train that when my goal is to increase metabolism, increase muscle mass, and increase muscle retention. And so it's not that there's any type of exercise that's good or bad. It's just keeping in mind what are my current goals and what is the desired outcome that I want to have happen. Now, when it comes to any of these forms of exercise, there is always going to be an adaptive response, which means that whatever form of exercise you choose, your body's going to adapt to that exercise and become more efficient at that over time, which means that if your goal is to increase endurance, then steady state cardio is great. But if your goal is to burn calories, then steady state cardio is going to become less and less efficient for you over time. If your goal is to lose body fat and you always participate in high intensity interval training, then that is going to become less and less efficient for you over time. And if your goal is to do those things and participate in strength training, well, that is going to become less and less efficient for you over time, which is why strength training is so much fun. It's because there's so many different movements, and each of those movements have a specific skill, which is why you hear a lot of coaches and trainers talk a lot about strength training. The reason they talk about strength training is because, let's say I really focus on getting good at squats. Well, even though I'm going to adapt to that stimulus, become better and better at it over time, and it's going to burn calories less and less efficiently over time, even though all that is true when it comes to strength training, when I get really good at squats, then I can move to the deadlift. And that's a totally different skill, a different movement. And so basically it resets and starts all over. That's kind of the beauty of strength training. However, let's say you enjoy all three of these things. Then I would recommend thinking about your training in seasons and rotating in different styles of training for different goals throughout the year. Now, if you have a very specific goal, you're going to want to hone in on one of these three styles of training. But if you are like, you know what, I want to just kind of be good at everything, I want to just encourage general health, general longevity, then that's great. I would just think about, okay, what seasons of the year does it make sense for me to get good at specific skills, and then incorporating cardio, strength training, HIIT training, all the things, incorporating them periodically and seasonally throughout the year in a way that makes sense for your goals during that time. And so it becomes less about which exercises are the ones that everyone should do, and it becomes more about which ones should I do based on my goals, my preferences, my lifestyle, and the body and the outcome that I desire. I hope that's helpful for you as you think through different training modalities, in particularly cardio and how it relates to strength training and how it does play a role in overall health and longevity. And if you have any questions about cardio, feel free to send me an email. I'll put that in the show notes below, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have about how to think through your goals seasonally and incorporate the different styles of training in a way that makes sense for you. And you know what? If you think that conversation will take a little bit longer, then go ahead and schedule a free lifestyle audit so that we can put that seasonal plan together built just for you. Now, with all that being said, I hope you found that information beneficial and stuff that you can go and put into practice today. Because again, like I said in the introduction to this episode, information is pretty meaningless until it's implemented. So go out and put these things into practice, and I hope you have a great day. Oh, and today we have something brand new. We just released our Lose Fat Like Crazy ebook. And in that ebook, you receive the answers to the 7 most common questions that our clients come to us asking, and their answers that, when implemented, will allow your body to start releasing fat right away. In addition to that, there's also a bonus of 50 macro-friendly recipes so that we've done all the heavy lifting for you. You don't have to think about which macros will fit into which meals. We've basically handed you the keys. And so go down to the show notes below, click on the link, Lose Fat Like Crazy ebook, and download your copy today.